interview with Vane Ocala in Norton, Massachusetts. It's September 12, 1991. Vane, maybe we could just talk about some of your early memories and then sort of lead into what you finally did.
Sure.
I know you were born in Finland.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was then Finland was now is on the Soviet Union side.
Or you were that part of eastern Finland?
Mm-hmm. Near the so-called Karelian Isthmus, in the city called Viipuri in Finnish, V-I-I-P-U-R-I, Viborg in Swedish, which is what the name by which the Soviets go by also. And I was 2.5 years old when the Winter War started in 1939, and we were evacuated out of there. In other words, we became refugees, really.
Yeah. Well, Viborg was even then, though, getting some sophisticated architecture there.
Very much so. Railroad station, library.
Yeah.
And it was very, very cultural city. I have heard this from my relatives, that it was a very sophisticated type of a city where many people from the continent summered, for example. It was particularly popular with wealthy Germans who had villas there and so on. And the outskirts, there were many villas which are still visible, but in pretty bad shape now.
Maybe all changed.
Yeah, so I was 2.5 years old when we left.
Well, was it for your family as a permanent home, or had it been a summer place? Or?
It was a permanent home. My father had a business there, and we lived in the upper stories. I don't know exactly what floor of the same building where the businesses occupied the first floors, and there were apartments in the upper floors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was a permanent home.
Mm-hmm. But during the did you leave Viipuri then when the Winter War came?
Yes.
Because you were on the lines practically.
Well, we had very little notice actually of a massive Soviet air attack when the war broke out, and air attack on the city. So my father was in the military and managed to, he was an officer, so he managed to secure a car and a driver for us. And we went all the way up to a city called Tornio, which is on the Swedish and Finnish border, just below the Arctic Circle. So we went very far away.
Hundreds of miles.
Yes, and the reason we did that was that I had an uncle and aunt living up there, and we went and took refuge with them. And I think we stayed up there throughout the Winter War and then meandered down to the southern part of the country. My father came from a very large family of 7 or 8 children, I think. So they were all distributed throughout, and we stayed with various relatives for a while he was in the war.
Your early memories then are a lot. Well, you're pretty tiny, but privation, I suppose.
Well, some. I don't remember that so much, but I do remember the presence of the war all the time, because then the war started. That war of 39 began in early November and ended the following March, and then there was a truce, and Finland entered back into the fray when Germany declared war on Soviet Union. So indirectly, the two were allied.
Yeah.
And Finland was interested in regaining its former territory. The Soviets took 10% of the territory, they still have.
In the Winter War.
In the Winter War.
It's interesting whether they might be negotiable on that now.
Well, actually, Finland is so wealthy now, they offered to buy them back a couple of years ago, but the Soviets were not interested in selling. And I doubt that they'll give them up, because the territory which they took, they think, and when you look at the map, it's understandable, actually, are probably strategic for their security. Because the old Finnish border was something to the order of 15 miles from Leningrad, and I think that's awfully close. And then a section in the center on the eastern border gave the Russians a wider corridor to the Kola Peninsula and where Murmansk and Archangel and so forth are.
Mm-hmm.
And then they